and we'll just follow up with him.
Recording is on.
Oh, there we go. That's what it's supposed to do. So recording
is on. Yeah.
Transcribing is on. You should begin your normal meeting briefing.
Okay. And that starts with basically on the meeting links. This meeting is held over Jitsi at the above link and covers pull requests and issues and items related to the various CCG projects related to traceability and supply chain. Primary repositories tracked by a group for discretion are the traceability vocabulary and the traceability interrupt profile. Focus for a particular week alternates between each one of the two above two repositories. As the chair will note the repository for the week at the starting of the meeting. We have a standing agenda, one IP note, agenda review, scribe section, one agenda review, 2 minutes, IP note. Anyone can participate in these calls. However, all such substantive contributors to any CCG work must be members of the CCG with full IPR agreements signed at the URL, ensure you have a W3E account, W3C community contributor license agreement, call notes. These minutes and the audio recordings for everything said at the call are archived at meetings. We use Jitsi Tech present and then the other notes from there. So I think that covers the opening. So I believe this is traceability vocab week. Sure. Go ahead, Chris. Sorry.
Looks like the transcriber is dead.
It is indeed. Does that mean we assign a scribe? Or do we want to try leaving?
Usually. So let's just back up for a second and talk about what the W3C CCG's policy is regarding community calls. The expectation is the calls are recorded. Anybody can access the recordings, that there's written form of minutes taken from the meeting and anybody can read those, and that the calls are open and anybody can join. And the rest of it comes from the block of text that you've just read. If any part of that is ever not working, it is the responsibility of the call chairs, the people running the meeting, to rectify the situation. And in this case, we need to make sure we're taking notes. I can scribe for this meeting. I don't have any conflict, so I can scribe. And then we'll need to make sure we're publishing the meeting notes effectively at the end of the meeting. That's it.
Okay. And I think Manu's or Mohamed's pull request covers that, right? For how to publish the minutes after the meeting? Or is that something else?
We will assume that those instructions are sufficient, but until someone has just read those instructions and successfully published minutes, I don't believe that they're sufficient. So we're going to have them basically at the end of the call.
Okay. And we're on trace vocab this week, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I guess we will start with trace vocab pull requests, starting from oldest to newest. So I will start with pull request 456, and this is from Mohamed. And updates readme with minutes and retrieve and publish procedures. So this is in addition to the readme.md with five steps for how to publish. So we're hoping this works, and I don't think there's two approvals. And
so you should generally just ask if there are any objections to merging the pull request and then just merge it. Yeah, unless it's opened only within the last 24 hours.
Okay, so if there's no objections, we'll just go ahead and merge this.
No objections from me.
Okay, merging 456. Okay, merged. And next one up is 457. And there is a little bit of discussion on this thread. What this thread, because I'm the one who opened the pull request, what this thread does is we were talking about data modeling internally, and we kind of realized that for schemas that are one-to-one with their parent, we're splitting up nil test report certificate with nil test report, but nil test report is only used by nil test report certificate. So after looking and trying to combine these to get rid of redundant data, Ori and I did some pair programming on this and figure out how to get both the JSON schema and the context to work on this, to work with just the YAML file. And I think this is serves as a model for how our data could be simplified.
We're removing an unused RDF type.
For that's removing or merging, yes. Yeah. So if there's no objections, I'll go ahead and merge this. Okay, merging 457. All right, next pull request is from Ori, 458. You want to give a brief description? Sure.
So JSON-LD says that ID fields need to be IRIs. So this pull request changes the examples from UUIDv4 to IRIs that are UUIDv4.
Okay. And two approvals and any objections or further discussion on this? Okay. Merging 458. Next one is also Ori, 459. Do you want to give a...
Yeah. So this, what I did, I got some feedback from folks who had read the document saying that they wished that the interoperability profile and the vocabulary were linked together better and that there was additional sort of business context sort of regarding the document. So I took a stab at actually updating some of the spec language, and that's what this pull request is.
Okay. Two approvals. Any objections to merging 459? Not hearing any, so I'll go ahead and merge 459. And then the last one on this was opened pretty recently by me, which is 463. And this is just changing and updating the description on verifiable score guide and verifiable postman collection to provide a little bit more context. There's only one line on these and previously. And what this does is it just gives a little bit more context and explanation about what these credentials are for and what they're used for. Ori likes it so much that he approved it twice. This is a pretty, even though it hasn't been up, I think this is a pretty small and straightforward change. So if there's no objections, I'll go ahead and merge 463. Not hearing any? Merging. Okay. So that covers all the traceability vocab pull requests. Should we move over to traceability interop?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Sounds good. So we have same. We have 5 pull requests here. First one is from Chris. Do you want to give us a status update on 253?
Yeah, sure. So this one is no longer draft. It's ready to merge. And this is my first stab at spec conformance testing for the credentials issue endpoint. And this does things like simple happy path testing where a request that contains all non-optional items should succeed, in addition to more happy path testings where each optional item is populated one per request, so it should all succeed. And then there's negative testing where the request is mutated in ways that are supposed to break the spec, and all of those are expecting 400 response codes. This works by validating against the OpenAPI schema that is defined in this repository. So we don't have to constantly update the tests with additional changes to the schema response to make sure that the response is as expected. And there's a script that can be run through a workflow that will modify the Postman tests to work with whatever the latest schema is whenever that schema changes. To that end, there are two workflows, one that updates the Postman tests when the schema changes and one that runs the conformance testing. Those are currently set as, I think they both have workflow dispatch so they can be run manually while I continue to test and make sure these work. and I think they're also on push for the Postman test updates.
Okay, so I guess the main thing here is I guess we're okay with CI failing for the time being. Is that the consensus?
I sure hope so, because nobody's passing these tests.
Good. I mean, not good that nobody's passing them, but good this is finally out of draft and we can start to move forward towards at least some folks passing them. Also, I really like the README description, all of the context that you put into this PR. It's really excellent.
Good. I aim to be as transparent as possible here, because we have to replicate this for each endpoint. And these tests will obviously need to be modified whenever we change the schema for the negative tests. For instance, the ID requirement that we discussed earlier will require an update to this test.
Yeah, this is really, really helpful, concrete.
Okay, so do we want to go ahead and merge 253? Any objections?
All right, we also need to decide.
All right, I'm not hearing any. I will go ahead and merge over the failing CI. Okay, so that was pull request 253. Next is another minute README update from Mahmoud. This is the same with Trace vocab that we just went over a second ago. Both Ori and Mike have approved this. Any objections to merging 257? All right. Oh, I forgot to paste it in the chat. And since I'm not hearing any objections, merging 257.
Yeah, and let's make sure we try and follow these instructions at the end of this call. We might want to end 5 minutes, 10 minutes early just to walk through the instructions together on the call.
Okay, I think that's a good call. Next up is pull request 258. This is Ori's pull request. I'll let you go ahead and explain.
Sure. So part of the feedback that I got from folks reading the document was there was, you know, again, some confusion over the sections, especially the ones discussing the API. And so what I did here was I tried to elevate some of the sort of components about the discovery process that we're all conforming to from the markdown file into the actual spec itself. To provide additional context on, you know, the API and conformance testing, that kind of thing. So this content isn't new, and it was already reviewed and accepted when we merged the pull request to add this markdown file. But in copying it over and converting it from markdown to HTML, there has been some really helpful revisions, including like adding advisements to the right sections and some grammar and updates and things like that. So it looks like a lot, but it's really just taking a markdown file, converting it to HTML, and moving some advisements around and fixing some wordsmithing.
Okay. And then the only thing that's not addressed is Mahmoud's content about having Anne there.
He's not on the call. Is there anything to... But I think it would be best that I answer the question that he asked on the call, and hopefully Vivian can share the answer with him. Essentially, the key representations in a DID document can be used to verify different kinds of proofs. So the same JSON web key could be used to verify a JWT, a VC JWT, or a ED25519 signature 2020, or a JSON web signature 2020, right? The public key can be used to verify each of those formats. In our case, we're really primarily focused on these two signature representations and one public key representation. So the one public key representation is JSON Web Key 2020, and the two signature representations are JSON Web Signature 2020 and VC JWT. And you're expected to be able to verify either of those formats with the same JSON Web Key 2020 format.
Okay, that's a helpful explanation. It looks like the comments on this, otherwise, all the comments on this PR have been resolved. And like you said, it's just moving a markdown document into converting into HTML. Are we okay to merge this, or are there any objections at the last minute? All right. I'm not hearing any, so I'll go ahead and merge 258. Okay. Next one is 262. And this one is from Chris. Would you like to cover what this does?
Sure. So this, there was a pull request that was merged last week that added OAuth to several Postman tests, specifically to the request that obtained the information from did auth requests, so did resolution requests. And one of them was simply using the wrong variable name in the access token field. So I modified it to use the correct one.
Okay. Sounds like a simple update then. Are there any objections to merging 262? Not hearing any. I will go ahead and merge 262. Confirm. And then the last one we have is 263, which is also Chris. Would you like to cover what it does?
Sure. So this is in response to issue number 41, and this does not completely resolve that issue, but I think it's a step in the right direction, because what this does is take the YAML files in the definition of the spec and allow us to specify an error code and an error message that must be present for each type of defined response. Right now we have things like bad requests, unauthenticated, unauthorized, that all sort of inherit from error, if you will. They reference error.yaml. And this simply overrides the code and the message using an all of, so that, for example, the bad request error requires the code to be 400 and the message to be bad request. Your request body does not conform to the required schema.
Does this affect the conformance test that you just talked about, or are we expecting to actually cover these schema types in subsequent conformance tests?
The conformance test verifies the response based on the schema, so it will automatically pick up and verify against these changes.
Perfect. That's amazing. Really excellent, excellent work.
Regarding issue number 41, there was some talk about some very specific messages in the response, and my thought was that those should be left to the description object in the response and maybe leave those up to the implementers. It seemed like there'd be an awful lot of very specific error messaging that we need to define, and that seemed a little counterproductive.
I agree with that assessment. Let's leave a comment on 41 making that proposal concrete, and we can eventually maybe close 41 after a review.
I will do that. I think okay. The only change requests were from Ted, and those were merged.
Okay. So that being said, are we free to merge 263? Any objections? Okay. Merging 263. Okay, so that covers pull requests for both traceability vocab and traceability interop, which means I believe the next step is to switch over to issues on traceability vocab. Is that correct? I'm assuming it's correct. So we want to sort by oldest or last commented, least recently updated, right? Anyone want to double check me on that? Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. All right. So yes, we are opening by the, last updated. So let's go with issue 153.
I'm a bad dog and have not done any work on it.
Okay. Do you want to just give us a quick overview of what this does and what the issue is?
The gist of it is that traceability was described in the readmes and repo descriptions as being solely about supply chain, but it's more than that. And that's really all this all this is about.
Okay, so it's more than supply chains. What's the follow up on this on this issue? What do we need to close it out?
PRs against the readmes and repo descriptions. Eventually, I will get to it, or somebody may beat me to it.
That. Okay, so needs PR against readme and descriptions to state that traceability is more in supply chain, and I just made a quick note that we talked about this on call. Okay. Next issue is 167. This is sub-events need to be defined. We need several definitions for events that defined in 164, PR 164, that define observation, transformation, aggression, discretion, commission, decommission. And Mahmood is not on the call. No updates, no activity on the issue. And the last time it was February 16th, that this was commented on. Should we just say pending close, without any more, comment on this, without any more activity? Is that an appropriate thing, or is there another, action to take on this issue? Okay, I'll just make a note that says pending close due to inaction so that that way next time if this comes up again and no further action has been taken, that we can go ahead and close this issue as stale. Next one is issue 185 by Ori, who is muted. Ori, did you step away from the computer, or... are you here to make any comments around?
I am.
Okay,
here.
185. Okay.
This is about, in a way, actually, there has been some update on this. So the JSON-LD working group has, there was a meeting. Our work was discussed as well as YAML-LD. I've had some engagement on issues regarding JSON-LD and YAML-LD and JSON schema and these items. There isn't really anything concretely to say here other than we have representation in those community groups, at least for JSON-LD. JSON schema is a sort of different story. I don't think we're intending to engage with that group currently.
Okay, I will just add a small note that says nothing concrete to comment on currently. We have some contact with JSON-LD. Is that a fair comment to make for this?
Yes.
Okay, and I see you also just commented it now. So just so it bumps it up from the last engage so that we're not running through stale topics again. Next one is... issue 219. JSON schemas can't be referenced by AJV due to non-standard HTTPS schema URI. This is from Topek, which is a name I don't recognize. What's our feelings about this?
This is a issue essentially with how to represent JSON schema in OIS. I think this issue may be so old that it predates our conversion from JSON schema to OIS. So I think it's no longer relevant given that we use OIS to define schemas, not just vanilla JSON schema, if that makes sense.
Okay. And it already has the label pending close. So if there's been no more action on this, I think just close with comment. Is that a fair assessment to make on this?
Yes.
Take that as a yes and go ahead and close issue 19. Next one is 192. This one is opened by Ori. Proposal to define a tagging structure for grouping schema objects.
So I think we've already started on this to some degree. We have a folder structure. We've grouped common and credentials. We don't have any further subgroups, and we don't make use of tags in the OIS file yet. Is that correct?
I think that is an accurate description. Yes.
So I think this basically we should do each of those things separately, in my opinion. We should start a new folder that's specific to, you know, agriculture use case, for example. Start adding agriculture specific schemas to that folder. Should do the same for steel and for oil and gas. And then we should make sure also that we're tagging those credentials in OAS so that when you click the tag, you see the credentials relevant to that use case. Those are the two actions that I think should be, probably they should be moved to sort of separate issues that are just focused on just doing one thing and then doing the other. And then this issue could be closed and those child issues could be closed once the work is complete.
Okay, I will make a note about the move. I will update the top comment on top to add pass for move industry specific credentials to a folder and add OAS tags to each credential. And then I guess potentially these could be moved to a separate issues to make them easier to tackle. Is that something we want to do, or are we happy with grouping them here?
For separate issues.
Okay. All right. I will make a note to move to new issues and close. And I think that can be done outside of the call. So, and we can move on to the next issue, which is number 90. W3C, CCG call. Have you considered the UBL 2.2 specification for 80 plus most business common documented schemas? This is from Michael Herman, a blockchain developer. And what is the status of this issue? It looks like there is a lot of comments on there, following up with pending close on February 16th. And we're making a note that we have reviewed and answered this question. Does that mean we can close this issue?
If it says pending close and it's been pending close for over a week, it can be closed generally. Pending close is
okay.
The signal hey, you know, engage on this issue or we're going to close it because there's no action here. And of course, if they come back after seeing the issue's been closed and they say, you didn't address my concerns, I want to reopen, I want to discuss, that's fine as well.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and say closing due to lack of activity, can reopen if needed. And that concludes issue number 90. Next issue is 231. Is straightforward. Add example of foreign charge declaration. I encountered a schema error with this field converting from OAS 3.0. NIST, can you confirm this and this type have been fixed? From December 25th of last year. I guess NIST isn't on the call. Or is this still needed? Or...
So this is issue 231, add example of foreign charge declaration. Have you seen whether or not this type exists in the documentation? Is it still an issue? Let's go to the spec. Let's search for foreign charge declaration. You can see in the example, it's just a link to the issue. So it still needs to be resolved. And okay. I'm going to include a screenshot to make it super clear what needs to be resolved.
Oh, okay. So it just says issue 231. Okay. Makes sense. Next one is add example of package for issue 234. I believe this is a similar issue as the previous issue. Is that correct?
This is a similar issue, however, it has been resolved, as you can see from the screenshot that I'm about to include on the issue. I'm going to close with a comment because package has a definition.
Okay, excellent. So that was 234. Next one is 236. Add example trade line item. I guess I will go to the spec and search for trade line item.
Looks resolved to me.
Okay.
I'm going to include a screenshot and close with a comment.
Okay. Thank you. Looks like we have another one of these issues. Next one is 308, consignment rating details, itemized consignment items of AIDA Air Waybill.
That's a lot. Unfortunately, not easy to find. Let's see. The term it says is really consignment item. So let's look at that. Okay. The consignment item looks good. But the other ones, don't. So the other ones are the IATA Airway Bill one. I'm just going to take a screenshot of that after clicking it. So I think just the title needs to be fixed. I think this issue should remain open until the title of the consignment rating details, itemized consignment items of IATA Airway bill title issue is resolved. Because that's not really a title, that's a sentence.
Okay, what should we shorten it to?
I don't know, but that conversation should happen on the issue.
Okay. All right. I think that now we have screenshots. We have more context on that issue. That should be okay. That was 308. Next one, add example of transport. Still needs to be fixed. Transport. Looks like transport in the respec document now has a example instead of just a issue. I believe this one has been solved. So I added a screenshot. Does that mean that this can be closed?
Yes.
Okay. Closing. All right. Next one is we are at 237, 244. This is cleanup development.md. After PR2220 is added, we will have a stale development.md that needs to be written, still needs to be done. See this dupe as well, 307. There hasn't been any pull requests that address this issue. Also where he said we have another dupe with 307, I suppose that this means this issue still needs to be addressed.
So, if it's a dupe, it doesn't need to remain open. We only need to have one open issue to track work that's to be done. So, which item are we going to use for that? It seems like issue 307 is worth keeping open, whereas issue 244 is worth closing.
Okay. I will make a note of that to say closing in favor of 307 and closing 244 with a comment.
Excellent.
Next issue is 245. Move transmute context dependencies, move them into repo as static files, see traceability schema service context.js, added Ray for PR. Has this, and there is a pull request that mentions this issue.
So the code's still there. I think this probably, so in my opinion, unless implementers in this repo want to be managing copies of these remote contexts, this is probably not a thing to invest any time in. The way JSON-LD contexts work is you have a file that backs the URL, and in this case, when we test issuing verifiable credentials, you're relying on transmute libraries and transmute context packages to do that. You could use Digital Bazaar libraries and Digital Bazaar context packages to do that, or you could use Digital Bazaar libraries or transmute libraries, and you could embed the context file directly in the repo. All of those are possible, ways of handling this. I think the current way works, and so I suggest we just close this issue as won't fix.
Okay, closing with a comment to say closing as won't do. If it works, it works. And it's open source, so I don't I don't see any issue with that. If it were proprietary, I think we would want to potentially for an open source option, but if we're between two open source options, I would say either one works as long as it works. So that was 245. Next one is Polar issue 309, opened by NIST. How folks, how do I make references like this single one we have listed here, informative references?
This is, seems like a respec question. So I can point him to how to cite respec. This is a great question. Let me do my best to answer it.
Okay. I think, but once we provide the syntax, I think that, we can probably close this issue.
Yes, once it's been answered. So it's asked. Once it's been answered, it can be closed, in my opinion. But we'll let NIST comment on the answer, whether it you know, satisfies him.
Oh, okay. All right. So I'll let Corey go ahead and provide the context for that issue, and we will give NIST a chance to respond to make sure that has addressed his issue. Next one is, after 309, is... Issue 235. Remove revocation list 2020 status or fix it. Example is wrong and linked annotation is wrong. And this is in the respec document. So let's take a look at the respec document to see if it has been addressed. Revocation list index. So it no longer references an issue and it has content in it. I'll go ahead and post a screenshot into this issue. Or if you have a chance to comment, do you think poll or issue 235 can be closed?
So, did you yeah, we've added the example of it, but the issue example still remains, so it can't be closed. The issue should be removed. The issue field in the example is erroneous. The other members seem to be correct.
Oh, okay.
Like this screenshot just basically confirms that this is still an open issue and the example needs to be updated.
Okay. Leaving a comment? Because, yeah, we have type list index 0 and then issue is just referencing this issue. So that is... incorrect. We're 10 minutes out. Do we want to do a couple more issues or do we want to go ahead and confirm the process for publishing the meeting notes or publishing the minutes?
Let's do that. So let's end early and let's run the meeting, publishing the meeting minutes, instructions and see if they're sufficient to publish the meeting minutes.
Okay. So retrieving minutes, number one, I'm looking at the top of, I am looking at the top of the repository for traceability vocab, and this is what Mahmood just, merged, or what we just merged of Mahmood's pull request. So number one is go to scribe tool, which I'll open in a tab.
So can you do this while recording is my first question. You're currently still recording, so I would expect these meeting. It sounds like probably we've already found a problem with this because you would need to stop recording the call and then start this process, right?
Well, it doesn't say either way, so.
So let's create an issue to track that, and then we'll try and walk our way through the instructions, and we'll create issues, as many issues as we need, until following the instructions is all you need to do.
I have a feeling those instructions are going to fall very quickly.
I agree.
Well, because, and I'm surprised I didn't notice this earlier, but the transcriber left shortly after the meeting began and hasn't been doing anything, so the minutes are just a list of issues and pull requests.
Right. I was supposed to scribe, and then I totally forgot after hitting scribe plus. So these minutes are going to be pretty garbage, but there will at least be something. I think we want to just see that the publishing mechanism works as a first step.
Fair enough.
Yeah, and as a side note on the autoscribe, I hit record, and it came up on my screen. It was working for the autoscribe was working for a second, and then it failed, and then I restarted it, and it failed. So
separate for that. Like, let's just create as many issues as we need to track each independent failure, and then we'll process them in priority order.
Okay, so I made it an issue to...
Probably the best thing to do, Ben, is just keep one issue to track all of the problems, and then we'll split it up afterwards. So you don't have to, like, keep editing or creating new ones, you know.
Okay. I just wanted to make a quick placeholder for four. At 464. So question number one, do we need to stop recording first? I'm taking that as a yes, so should I go ahead and stop recording?
Go ahead and stop recording.
Okay.